Yes, thank you, Chair. Very briefly, on the question on historical and political parallelism, I was struck by the question and reminded of a conversation I had with a long time ago with a delegate from Copios about the Law of the Sea Convention and talking about the volume of law that's there. And this person said that, well, if you stack up all of the treaties and the principles and guidelines and other declarations, that you have an almost equally significant body of rules, but some of them are soft laws, obviously, and some of them are treaties. And back to the parallelism, one of the things I mentioned was in my initial comments was that the increase of actors and activities. Law of the Sea benefits from a centuries of history, and traditionally the development of law in both domestic systems as well as internationally came from the interactions of operators and actors in the space, including the development of things like merchant codes at the international level. And so space law did not really have that moment because of historical issues such as the development of rockets in the crucible of World War II, and then the fact that initially all activities in space were government and mostly military activities, which means that there couldn't have been that moment until now for the development of rules through the more traditional means of the development of law. And so I do see historical parallels, but they're working in some ways in a bit in reverse, and I think I would tie all the soft laws that have been developed into that development along the lines of users in past times.